Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like fusarium and Rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat seed and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
Protecting private property rights, feeding a hungry world, standing up for what's right, and fighting against what's not right while improving the lives of all Oklahomans. As the leader of Oklahoma agriculture, this is Oklahoma Farm Bureau's mission. For more than 70 years, we've represented the voice of reason in Oklahoma City and Washington, D.C. To learn how you can be a part of this great tradition, go to okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's look at our livestock futures here today. And, well, coming off kind of a tough day yesterday. Looks like livestock negative across the board at the finish yesterday.
That's exactly right, Dave. We saw quite the sell-off take place yesterday as our live cattle and feeder cattle futures made new lows for the month of August and closed with triple-digit losses. We saw this market just kind of collapse technically, and it got negative fundamentals out there, too, as we start seeing cash cattle trade develop in the north at lower prices in the range of 145 to 148 in Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota. Now, we also saw our choice box beef jump up $1.70 yesterday. Select boxes up 19 cents on a total movement of 156 lows. Cattle slaughtered yesterday, 107,000 head. Cash feeder index was up 18 cents. Now, our lean hogs at one time were down around a dollar, but they bounced off their lows to close only slightly mixed at the end of the session. Just a reminder, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock is the cattle on feed report and the cold storage report. On the close yesterday, October live cattle down $2.25. October feeders were down $3.20. October lean hogs down 12 cents.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures here from yesterday, and why don't you kind of recap just exactly what happened over the grains?
Well, Dave, we saw our KC wheat and our soybeans make new contract lows yesterday in several contracts, and they also closed negative, while the corn managed once again to pull off a positive close and continue to pull the lows of the session up higher than the previous day. Five sessions in a row that has occurred. Now, concerns over lagging demand is helping to pull the price of wheat and soybeans lower. There was also selling across the entire commodity sector yesterday, and trading was extremely active overnight for our grain and soybean complex. Just a reminder, Friday is expiration of the September grain and soy options. At the moment, December KC wheat is a penny and three quarters higher. December corn is trading 2.25 cents higher. November soybeans are down a penny and a half. December cotton is 6 points lower. October crude oil, 29 cents lower. September dollar index is down 20 cents. And September Dow Jones futures off 131 points.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, then call us toll free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning, and we know you're going to be out of the office tomorrow, so we'll look forward to our visit on Monday. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.